The Motivational Moments podcast is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Prime Information Security, online at www.primeinfosec.com, and with the support of our many subscribers. Thank you.
Today's episode of Motivational Moments features audio taken from my Conversations video series at www.motivationalsteps.com/conversations. Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockle, Jenna here again with another Conversations video podcast. I'm one of those people that manages to get the most awesome guests on my show, and it's all for a good reason. I want to raise awareness for what's going on in the community or around the world. Some of my guests have been from, you know, global places. So today I'm very honoured to have none other than one of my favourite people, Mike Morris, the deputy leader for the Green Party of Canada. So I am in high company. Hi, Mike.
Linda, wonderful to be with you. Really, it's just longtime friend of Linda's is the title I am most happy to have this afternoon.
Thank you so much, because I stalked you very, very many years ago. I stalked you because I wanted you to speak at one of our conferences for Sustainable Waterloo, one of the organisations you co-founded along with a colleague. And since then, I've not left you alone, have I? I've grabbed you every time I can.
I feel like you're always there with a hug, and I've had to deal with a lot worse than that in places I've spent time over the years, and so it's good to be with you here, though, again.
So, first of all, I'm going to say that I'm not really affiliated with any political party. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Everybody gets the same opportunity to come on my show and talk about what they want, but tonight I'm absolutely delighted that you are going to talk a little bit about, you know, how did you become the deputy leader? What did you do before that? Take it away, Mike.
Yeah, well, a bit of a different path, I think, than most, in that when I was, you know, I still speak to high school classes in our community. And when I talk like a grade 10 civics class, and I share with them that when I was in high school, you know, getting involved in politics was never on my radar. And as, you know, when we first met, I had started a small nonprofit and was looking to help businesses in our community to reduce their environmental impact and their climate pollution, and try to get them to work together to have best practices and set targets and report back. But it was after about 10 years of that work that I really felt like on the issues I cared about the most, levels of poverty in our community, the climate crisis, and so much more, the choices that were being made in Ottawa had such an outsized impact on those issues. And so you might remember it was back in 2019 that I ran for the first time to serve as our community's member of parliament. And of course, one of the first choices when you run is what party to run with. And I had never been a member of a political party before. And so that's, I don't feel, even now as deputy leader of the party, I don't feel particularly partisan. I got involved because of the issues and a care for our community, and I chose the Greens because their values align with my values, and they actually encourage their MPs within those values to prioritize their communities first and foremost. And that's, to me, what, you know, our democracy is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about people working on behalf of their communities and not just spouting talking points from their political parties. And so that was the beginning of my path towards, well, as you know, serving as our MP, and now today serving as deputy leader of the party while still involved in the community. I'm, you know, coaching nonprofits in our community as the title is the Entrepreneur in Residence, which is a fancy way of saying I'm available to nonprofits and charities to coach, guide, and support them. And there's no shortage of good work being done in our community. I'm really glad that through both roles, I get to have a platform federally on the issues we care about, and I get to help out locally with the organizations that are doing the important work on the front lines.
Wow, I could listen to you all night. I think very much like you. I mean, I am a Canadian citizen now, and to tell you the truth, I don't feel like I was included or could be included in the politics in England. I'd never met anyone like you. I'd never met a Lord Mayor. It's about the class system in England. It really is. And if you think our issues and politics are a bit up in the air, you want to be in England. I mean, I wasn't living on the street or anything. We had quite a good life, but I don't think I felt good enough. And I don't think the posh people up there felt I was good enough to even talk to them. Didn't mix in those circles. So one of the reasons we chose Canada to live, especially Ontario, is because the lack of the class system and basically the good life we have. And I've been very disturbed. I'm not picking on any party, but I really would like everybody to work together. They are elected by us, whether it's you or another, you know, party leader. I think they should think about Canada as a whole. It seems very simple. It seems very naive, but people are here for us to make a country better for us to live in, and obviously better for you to live in, Mike. So I hate the arguments. I hate the, you know, the yelling and shouting at each other. But it's all part of the act. It goes on in the corporate world. It goes on in the small business world. So I'm thrilled to bits that you're back and you're raring to go. And I just don't believe how you can do so much in the community when you have a wife and children. It's amazing, Mike.
Well, you've just given me a new job to do, Linda. I would love to introduce you to the leader of the Greens in England and Wales, Zach Polanski. Because Zach is making waves over in the UK right now, as he articulates, you know, they have similar issues around wealth inequality that we do. And he's being very clear, the same way I think we should be in Canada, that it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to have, you know, we got 65 billionaires who've amassed more wealth than the bottom 40% of all Canadians. But to your point, Linda, I think it's a really important one. My view is that MPs are meant to be serving their communities and finding common ground. You know, we're not the only ones in a housing crisis in Kitchener. If you're serving your community, you shouldn't be trying to find the ways you're different than other MPs. You're the only ones planting your flag in the issue. If you're serving your communities, you should be actually looking for other MPs who agree with you from a variety of parties so you can get something done together. In my view, Linda, the biggest issue we have, and the UK has it as well, it's the way we incentivize our elected leaders. And we incentivize them around how we elect. And we elect under this winner-take-all divisive style of electing people called first past the post. And if you want the way you're describing, I'm hearing you talk about, why don't you work together? Why isn't there less heckling and name calling? Well, when we look at the systems in our, you know, democracies around the world, where the parliaments are more diverse, where the MPs are more collaborative, when there's less of the heckling that you'd be embarrassed to have a niece or a nephew or a grandchild watching that behavior. Well, time and again, it's democracies that have proportional representation, which is fancy way of saying every vote counts. That you don't have to worry about the fear of who's going to get in your ride. You just vote for who you believe in, and that same percentage of people who get that percent of votes are represented with that percentage of their parliament. And lo and behold, when we elect people that way, we get more of the kind of democracy that you're describing. And my sense is, Linda, you're not the only one. I think, right? The vast majority of Canadians, maybe you've got a few partisans who like seeing politics as a bloodbath, but most people don't want that. Most people say, hey, I elected you to go get a job done, figure it out with the others that were elected and go get things done for our community. And we have some MPs who are doing that in our parliament today. I think of folks like Elizabeth May, for example, and I can name some in other parties as well. Heather McPherson in the NDP and Nate Erskine-Smith in the Liberal Party. But I think the MPs who are approaching it that way are doing it without the incentive. You know, they're almost, despite the way we elect people, they're choosing to do it that way. And if we were to move to a way of electing people that actually encouraged, imagine that, imagine it encouraged MPs to work together, encouraged them to find common ground, encouraged them to get things done on behalf of their communities. That's proportional representation, and it's an ongoing campaign that, you know, our former prime minister promised 1,800 times in 2015 we would change the way we elect people. I know that one day we'll get there. It's just a matter of time.
I do have a question, because I know we've only got a few minutes left, because I know how busy you are, and I'm grateful you could make it tonight. But basically, I think it's got a lot to do with us, people who are not MPs and not wanting to be elected. We should have more of a voice, and nobody's stopping having that voice for ourselves. So I don't just invite, you know, MPs on my show, you know, CEOs of mental health and people who've been in Afghanistan. There's some interesting people being on my show, because it's about everybody on this earth is entitled to a life, democracy, all these different things, a right to do what they want to do, and free speech. But I don't think enough people want to be speaking up for the whole of Canada. It's gone, it turned into a me kind of place, and a very selfish place. So I know you can't cure it alone. I know your party can't cure it alone. But I think if everybody could just work together who are voted as to be MPs, MPPs, whatever, the world would be a nicer place. Have you got time to just leave one word, you know, one sentence, one word of wisdom with us to leave with our listeners? That would be amazing.
Linda, it's actually my favorite thing to talk about, that we need to recognize that democracy in Canada isn't just done at election time when we vote. That if we're going to hope for and work towards a better Canada, we need to be working towards that all year round. And recognizing that the elected people at any level, as you say, they're only accountable to the extent that we watch what they're doing and follow up with them about it. So if I could offer you one thing for you and your viewers to consider, it would be to watch what your elected leaders are doing. Track that in the media, or if it's a federal MP you're curious about, you can go to ourcommons.ca. You can look up what your MP has said in English, you'll see en français. And based on what you see, consider getting in touch with that person.
Yep.
Send them an email.
My advice, I advise them to do exactly what you say. And if you're not listened to, I love social media to have my voice heard. Normally, it's a nice voice. I've never shouted at an MP or anybody like that, because you all treat me so kindly. Everybody's so nice to me. Thank you so much for your time. I will be following you from afar, and I will be rooting for you. I just want to say thank you for everything you do. You are the most amazing human, I think, that I've ever met, honestly.
Linda, I'll look forward to that next hug. And next time I'm having a bad day, I might just send you an email. You can pump my tires a little bit and remind me about the good in the world. Thanks for inviting me to be with you. It's so wonderful to get a chance to be in conversation with you again. Thank you again.